For the benefit of Mr. Kite, there will be a show tonight on Trampoline.
Hi, it's Albert here. Let's talk about retirement. I'm going to say some things that may rattle you, maybe things you don't want to hear, maybe things you don't want to admit. And I say this referencing my own feelings as well. I'm heading to a retirement party. The person I've been working with the last few years has put in 29 years of service at the same company I am, T-Baytel. And he's retiring today. He started very young. He's in his early 50s. I don't think he's in his mid-50s yet. And today was his very, very last day of work. And instead of having a retirement party where they have cake and coffee in the boardroom, we are going to a bar called the Da Vinci Center. And we're all getting there, and I will make a prediction. There will be people partying into the morning. I will not be one of those people. I will be going to work in the morning at T-Baytel. A couple weeks ago, we were talking with some of the other guys there, talking about, his name is Ted, that he is retiring and all that. And then I asked the guys, I asked him, how many years you got? He says about 14, 15. So I'm somewhere a little bit less than that. But that's not that long of a time, you know. But what are we doing? What are we doing? Are we doing what we love to do, or are we doing what we have to do? And there's no way to know this, but what percentage of you think do you think of the world is doing things that they have to do money-wise? I'm guessing at least 80% of the world, maybe more. The greatest gift, I even told my son that, is to find something that you love to do and find work in it. Make that your career. I mean, we're hanging on at work just to make the retirement age, just to get that guaranteed pension. And then we get to travel. So for me, I'm going to be, what, 60 years old? Then I get to travel. Definitely plan to be healthy, but still. It just makes you think, you know. It's definitely not easy to do what you love. There's lots of obstacles. And then there's that lure, the lure of the security, of just doing what you have to do to survive. Man. I've said it before, I don't believe I was created to sit in front of computer monitors for 48 hours every 8 days, staring at them and answering phones. I spend my time at work whenever I can, just entertaining, making people laugh. Not going out of my way, it just happens. Just do it. That's what I want to do in some way. And actually, I'm working on it. But here we go, we're off to this party. It's going to be great to say goodbye and wish him very well and tell him that job well done, you made it. You got lots of time. He just went to on a Danube cruise this summer and visited my homeland of Budapest, of Hungary. And he said it was his favorite stop. Yes. Yes. So good to hear. So in his retirement card, I wrote, "See you in Budapest." So this recording isn't meant to be a downer. It's meant to be a little bit of fact. I guess I'm stating where I'm heading, but also makes you think, doesn't it? We're hanging on just to get that guaranteed pension. To me, that's yucky. Yucky. It's like a kid who picks his nose. It's yucky! Yeah. But not easy. It's not easy going the other way either. And if you are out there, and I know a couple of you are out there, you are doing what you love, what you feel that you have the best ability to serve, and that gives you joy at the same time, then God bless you and congratulations. I think you are in probably the 10% or less of the population. Maybe one day I'll join you.